Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. When you sell your cattle with Superior Livestock, they're all about getting top dollar on each and every one of your animals. Danny Jones, president of Superior Livestock, says one way that they do that is to encourage cattle producers to become BQA certified. Identifying your cattle ranch as a BQA certified operation allows cattle buyers to know you do the right thing.
If your ranch is BQA certified, then we want that up when your cattle sell, because it sends a message. Not only have you taken the time to go get that BQA certification, and hopefully it's creating more value in your cattle, but it also tells a buyer not only your vaccinations being handled right, and that sort of thing, but also says that you care about what you do. Buyers want to know that you're proud of what you produce, and we want to help you recognize that.
Learn more by going to superiorlivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Today's cattle futures market was a little bit all over the place. Live cattle in February were up 2 at 113.40. April's down 47 at 118.85. The June live cattle 57 lower at 116.22. There, it looks like the cash trade so far this week's around 110. There was some as low as 109 and also as high as about 111. So 110, 110.50 looks like where the cash market's going to finish out. Today's slaughter was 120,000, so that's back up. Last week it was 118,000, so a little bit higher there. Now the box beef market at midday looks like it's going to be about 91 cents higher on the choice at 218.40. Select up 50 cents at 206.94. The choice select spread $11.46 on 85 loads. Again, the cash trade for about 110 in the southern plains here, right in line with where we were last week. Feeder cattle were stronger today, up 90 cents in January at 134.92. March is up 72 at 137.07. April's up $1.02 at 140.32. So quite a bit of strength here. Right out of the gate, that market went up almost $2, but then toward the latter half of the day, got weaker. And lean hogs really rallied today, up $1.50 to $2. The February up $1.95 to settle at 68.42.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Today's grain futures market, all over the place. We had Kansas City wheat down 7 to 8 cents. July was at 638 and 3 quarters, down 7. Chicago wheat 7 to 11 cents lower. The corn and beans both retreated today, down 5 to 6 on the corn and 6 to 16 to 17 or so on the front end of the beans. November beans are actually 17 cents lower at 1170 and a quarter. If you look at the chart here, we've sold off pretty significantly off of the highs. The bean and corn markets became so overbought with relative strength index up in the 80s. And then from the high just a few weeks ago to the current price, we're down over 4 days about 5% or 72 cents on the March beans. And if you look at the retracement levels, you can even go, just to get back to 50% on the Fibonacci retracements, you're looking at like 11.30. So that's another over $2 that the market could go down just to get to the 50% retracement on the March beans. The cotton futures today finished slightly higher, 30 to 40 cents higher. And then the stock market is continuing to move higher. The Dow Jones currently up $234. The S&P up about 56 points. The stock market continues to be extremely strong.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.